Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, of another episode of Dive Rabbit Talks Too Much. And I know we're doing a mini-series, and I love the mini-series. I love what we're doing, but I need to tell y'all something. I need to just break it down for you guys real quick. I know this is the morning and everything, but I need you to understand this from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., at 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., to all the p.m.s, a.m.s, you're going through, and you're going to go through hell today, this week, this month, and this year. For the rest of this year, forget COVID for a second. Forget everything that's been going on. Forget the civil unrest that's going on. And let me just talk to you for a second as an individual. Because we all have our own individual issues that sometimes the news doesn't just skims over. And all those things I said before, if you don't believe me, I think these are important issues. You can go back into my previous episodes and understand. But I need to tell you something because I am super passionate about this, more so than any other episode. And that is, I need to brag on Jesus for a second. Brag on my God, because if you listen for a couple more episodes and check out my website, because that's a quick plug. But honestly, I believe in one thing, and that's for you to truly stay and stick your roots in God, you have to be able to brag on Him sometimes. You have to be able to move everything else outside the way, your hustles, your gains, even sometimes your grace, because for you to obtain that, you must also understand the truth that is in God, and you must speak this truth within your heart. So let me tell you something. That comment you got on that post, those comments you got on your post, those hundreds to dozens of comments you got on your post talking about how God ain't real, how you should believe God like this, Jesus is more like this, how X, Y, and Z is like this, and you're false for believing this or that, that's persecuting you for your relationship with God. Say that out loud. They're persecuting Him. They're persecuting your relationship with Him. Because you don't have a relationship with them that matches up your relationship with Him. Understand that. People want to be treated like gods, but don't want the responsibility of it. Don't want to carry the burdens of their people of it, but instead just want to bring them down. But I know a God that lives as a humble servant to His people when He was on earth and continues to serve us. Man, oh man, and you're telling me, I'm just saying, you guys, that the sufferings we go on earth are not compared to the glory we get in heaven. Not only just heaven, the glory that we experience every single day that we walk in the bright light of Christianity, the bright light we walk by following Jesus. And I'm not talking about Christianity that's preached by 95% of the church who pledges that you have to be a white Republican and give food to the homeless, but only 10% of the church's income goes to the homeless. I'm not talking about that type of Christianity. I'm talking about a Christianity to where you're living solely dependent on God. And your political life does not compare to your Christianity. Does not compare that people see you as a Christian first and a Trump supporter last. Or they don't even care about that because your light for God shines so bright that they understand the true priority in this life. They understand the true importance of God. They don't care about who you vote for. They don't care about all that because it aligns with your beliefs. And they know that you follow only one king. And that's not in the White House. That's not America. That's only Jesus. And that's all you speak about. Podium or no podium. Pulpit or no pulpit. But you speak about not this country, but rather the country that we're yearning for, and that's heaven. That is what we're talking about. That has to be our focus. And I know I've been talking about not this or that, and I don't like doing episodes where I tell you what not to do. So let me tell you about the beautiful part of focusing on God's goodness. Because you can see, you may see the 3 or 4 hate comments, but what you may not see is those 20 people that you just saved from suicide today. Through your kind words, through opening the door for them, through giving them a hug, unsolicited text saying, man, you're just I love you. Admitting that they have just had a giant influence on your life. These are the roots of Jesus. But I cannot tell you all of them. Not because I don't know them. I mean, that is one. But also, they're revealed based on you. That's the cool thing about the Bible. That's the cool thing about Jesus. Each relationship is different. Not in a bad way. But it can be perverted. And how can you tell that? When the puzzle pieces don't match. When the pieces of God goes back to the community of the Lord and it doesn't fit. When you go back into the Bible in this church, you have to jam it for it to make sense. That's not the church. The church is a gentle piece of the Bible. A gentle piece that fits right in snug and sound. Not something you have to force and then read scripture out of context. What? No. This is the beautiful part of it all. It's peace and a sound of mind that no matter what you get texted, DM'd, hated on you, but that you live for a kingdom that's higher than this and Jesus is behind you and that's all that matters. But sometimes when we take God's hand off of us because we want to feel the warmth of society because it's new, you know, all that metal turns cold. All those hands turn cold. And suddenly we can't find God's hand on us anymore. Because we took it off when we were high and we can't find it when we're low. Don't let go of him. Don't let go of him. Because he won't let go of you. Thank you guys for another episode of Dad Rabbit Talk So Much. I know this was a brief intermission, but I knew it was needed. And I'm confident that I was able to help someone today. This Wednesday, know that you're loved and God has a promise for you above anything else. Thank you guys for listening to another episode. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. for another one. I love you guys and take care.